Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
I'd like to ask about the King Biscuit Flower Hour. What is it? Because, I've heard it. You play it on your station, don't you?
Yeah, it'll be coming up at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, and then I was at my cabin and I heard it on a different station, so it's not only for your station, is it?
Well, it's a syndicated program that goes around the country, and it's only available to one station per market. And in the Twin Cities, we're the affiliate for the King Biscuit Show.
Oh, because I thought it was for your station, and then I heard it on a different station.
Yeah, you'll hear it in Duluth, you'll hear it in Fargo, you'll hear it all over, but it's only for one station per town.
Uh-huh, and I was going to say how 101 says they got more rock and less talk, and you see all these things for hats and shirts for 101.
Mm-hmm.
The only way they pay for them is play a lot of commercials and get a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You see more 101 advertising outside than KQ.
Do you believe that?
Yeah, because KQ doesn't have as many commercials as 101.
Uh-huh. Well, thanks for your call.
Yep.
Okay.
Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to direct this question to Doug. And I was wondering if do you have any sense of originality. It just seems, sometimes I've listened to KQ and grew up to it,
mm-hmm.
how you used to be, orientated to the older people.
Mm-hmm.
And now that LOL was, it's got so big, now you're switching over to that, the wimp rock.
Mm-hmm.
And, where are you directing? It seems like you're just hanging in the middle between 101 and WLOL.
No, we're certainly directed as being an adult radio station. We don't like to have kiddie contests or juvenile announcers on the radio. KQ has always been an adult station, and we always plan on being an adult station.
Don't you find that kind of hard playing all that teenage music?
What's the teenage music? What specifically can you think of?
Well, a lot of that, the wimpy stuff.
What does wimpy mean? That's a very subjective term.
The pop stuff, though.
Adam Ant, for example?
Yeah, Adam Ant.
Well, it's interesting, and a lot of people have brought it up. We're getting a faction of the new people versus the older music type. There's certainly a wave of new music that's coming in from record companies, and as a radio station, either we're going to have to make a decision. Are we going to be playing old music and ignore the new stuff, or poppy stuff, because it doesn't have a wailing guitar in it, or do we play the older stuff? And we have found out through extensive studies, as Dick was talking about regarding the research, is that people in the Twin Cities are getting pretty tired of old music, and specifically hard rock. I see it in the concerts in the Twin Cities. I was at the Jefferson Starship Shooting Star Show, and it was supposed to be at the Civic Center, I believe, and it was moved to the Orpheum because they couldn't sell enough tickets. And just recently, Adam Ant was in town, and they had 800 people outside who couldn't get in. So there's something going on, and I'm not saying new music is good and old hard rock is bad. It's just that there is a division between people, and as a radio station, we have to be aware of both sides of the coin. So,
right, I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying there's a lot of good music coming out that are...
Mm-hmm.
For the older age people there.
Well, I'll tell you, I haven't been a teenager for a long time, and I like Adam Ant. So I guess it's all subjective. Thank you for your call. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Yeah, whatever happened to All Requests Saturday Night?
We decided to eliminate it because people would call up with the same records every Saturday night, and we found that, once again through studies, that 97% of the audience would never call anyway. So we would get the same people who would be home every Saturday night saying, please play Freebird every hour. And we found that it was not working very well. That's why we eliminated it.
Does that answer your question?
No. Well, yeah, that's my question. But
it isn't what you wanted to hear.
What did you think of All Requests Saturday night?
I liked it. I called it all the time.
Yeah.
About 10 times a night.
For the same song?
For about 10 times a night.
Well, not for the same song, for different songs.
Yeah.
Basically, I heard, more than half what I was asking for. But I just want to say, no more Billy Squire, no more Men at Work, more Judas Priest, and more Van Halen.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a little compliment, You give some pretty bad abuse.
Oh, no. We can take a lot more than that.
Some of this new stuff can be all right, but I do like the traditional old stuff.
Well, people are very picky about what they like. I mean, there's some new stuff that's going over very well, and there's some new stuff that's doing lousy. So it's pick and choose the way things are going right now.
Yeah, I mean, like, New Utopia. You know, I like that, but then, you know, I like the old Zeppelin and Hendrix.
Would you believe we get requests from the same person saying, can you play All Along the Watchtower, and if you can't play that, play Goody Two Shoes? So you try to figure out what's going on.
Thank you for your call. We seem to be dwelling in the, we're talking about maybe 17, 18 minutes left in the program here on KQ Scope tonight. We have the general manager with us, and we also have the chief engineer with us. Last week on the Open Line program, we had an enormous amount of calls about signals and a lot of other things that pertain to the signal strength of the radio station. I don't seem to be getting those calls tonight. George is here. And George, I'm going to ask you. I'm going to ask you because last week a lot of people wanted to know. Why don't you?
And in order to make sure that should anything go wrong with the downtown site, whether telephone lines go down or there's a power failure or any number of things, we like to make sure that we can still have a radio signal on the air. So every Sunday night, between 11 and midnight, we test the auxiliary transmitter. Now, the auxiliary transmitter is 27,000 watts. The one downtown is 50,000 watts. And some people, especially in South St. Paul, will notice a difference between the two transmitters. We used to do this Monday night around midnight, but because we have programming that people really get into Monday through Friday, we decided to kind of sandwich it between KQ Scope and Twin Cities Beat Radio because we don't want to put a substandard signal on for Twin Cities Beat. We don't want to put a substandard signals on for KQ Scope. Why we put it in between? I guess it's a transition period between audiences. We're going from an all-talk format into a music format, and it's a nice place to test the auxiliary. We had some people calling last week who were kind of upset. I guess we have more listeners to King Biscuit than we had originally thought. But we'll probably take that under consideration. We do want to test the auxiliary transmitter once a week. It'd be a shame if something happened downtown and there was no KQ to go to.
Oh, no.
Well, I hope that answered all those questions that we had last week because they were numerous. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Hi. I'd kind of like to address something that kind of bothered me. I've heard you say a lot, when people start talking about why don't you do this, why don't you do that, you come out with a lot of excuses. And it seems that if all these people are calling, and I mean there's a lot of suggestions that have been repeated so many times that I think that they should be took into more consideration rather than you brushing them off immediately with an answer that's coming back right now.
Okay, let me respond to that one. We recognize, as I said about a half hour ago, that the people who are calling in tonight are going to be those who have generally a frustration of some kind. People feel very particular about their music. The response that we get from this program, like the response that we get from people calling in the studio line with requests, is just one part of the input that we get into this radio station in a given day or a given week or a given month. And we take all of that in evaluating the relative popularity of particular songs, particular cuts. Also, another form that we do is what I mentioned in terms of call-out research, where we call people. So when Doug said that 97% of the people don't even call a radio station, we also recognize that there are a lot of people out there who may be listening now or who may not be listening now, but who may listen during the week, who also enjoy music and who also have preferences. And I think you can find, if you have 10 people asking opinions about songs, you could come up with 10 different lists of the 10 popular songs, and you could come up with 10 different lists as to how often a particular song should be repeated. So what comes back to you as what I think you're saying is we're copping out on the complaints here tonight. We're listening, and the people who've wanted to be able to express directly to us how they feel about music are having that opportunity to do that. We're making notes as appropriate. And we're putting all of this into this general pool of knowledge that we get. in a given period of time to determine exactly what people do want to hear. So what I'm saying is the people calling tonight are very active and very vocal, and they feel very strongly. There are also other people out there who also have different feelings and different preferences, and we're not hearing from them. So just trying to put a little perspective on and answer your question.
Okay, yeah, I can understand that. But, yeah, it just seemed like that you were coming up with, you know, answers very quickly rather than saying, yes, we will consider stuff.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't prepare at all for the show, and Judy said, do you want to have any specific areas not to talk about? And I said, no, we'll talk about anything. So,
excuse me, would 545-561...
Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to talk about when you play albums on Six Pack.
Uh-huh.
And it seems like when you play a lot of new albums, they come across pretty scratchy, and I'm wondering, you know, do they clean their albums there, or what's the deal?
Yeah, we do clean them, and occasionally brand new albums...
Staticky.
Well, they could be staticky. We may have gotten a bad pressing. You know, there's numerous excuses for why they aren't the perfect quality, but by and large, we do do our very best to make sure they're the best quality. George?
Not too long ago, we had tracked on a six-pack Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, and I was here that night. And we popped the plastic seal on the brand new copy because we wanted to track a clean one.
Yeah.
Put a virgin copy on the turntable, and the second cut started skipping.
Yeah.
And everybody was very upset about it. But it just shows you that with record companies using melted down old vinyl, it's and they don't take the labels off the records generally when they melt down the vinyl. Sometimes we get records in here with pieces of labels sticking out of the record. So it's a problem that the point is well taken, but unfortunately we're not in control of it.
Yeah, and another thing, there's some guy that does the albums now that he's Henry something. You know who that is? What's his full name?
That's Dean.
Dean Henry.
Yeah, it seems like every time he plays it, there's something happens. It either skips or...
Just imagine how he feels.
Oh, yeah. Say it.
Poor guy. We'll pass along your condolences.
And another thing. Every time somebody mentions something about heavy metal, it seems a lot of negative feedback's coming in about that, you know?
Well, we just addressed that question.
You kind of cut them off or something, you know?
Well, we've answered the question now at least a half a dozen times tonight, and you can only give the same answer so many times.
Yeah, I know, but you shouldn't be so much negative about it, you know? I used to hear you a couple nights ago, and you sounded pretty nice. Now you sound kind of a little like stuck up or something.
We just want to give everybody an opportunity to call in. Thank you. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I have a quick comment and then two questions. One of my favorite programs that I never miss is the brunch in the morning on Sundays. And I just like to say I really enjoy the variety, and it's a refreshing change. And I would like to know if and when you are planning on expanding the Sunday night beat to 2 hours.
That is under consideration right now, and I've been talking with Lynn Wells about it, and right now we're figuring out just where we can extend it.
Okay, I'll be looking forward to it. And also, I've heard rumors that AM will be different in the future. Do you have any specific plans as to what type of music you will be playing?
The AM station will be separating in about a month. We do have some fairly specific ideas. It's just that still being a month away from that date, they're still not totally planned yet. So I can't give you too many specifics on format for the AM station yet, but sometime in January we'll be separating the AM station from the FM.
Okay, thank you. I really enjoy KQ. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Yeah, I was wondering about why KQ decided to change to a morning talk show format as opposed to the old music you used to play all the time. On the weekdays.
A morning talk show format. You mean like what we're doing now?
Yeah, with Steve and Judy.
Well, Judy's here.
Do you consider that a morning talk show format?
Yeah, I liked it before when you just played music. I mean, if I want to hear that, I'd, you know, crank it on 101 or something.
There's more music being played now and less talking going on than we have in the past on our own
station.
I
was just going to say that, yeah, mm-hmm. That's true. I figured up the other day, just for fun, for my very own, to find out how many minutes in a 3-hour shift I actually talked on the air. 12 minutes. Now, you figure that out. That's about 4 minutes an hour of actual talk. What you might hear is us talking and then some commercials, and it may all sound the same, but it's not. There's more music now than there was before we started.
Okay, I'll buy that. And I just want to know about Two for Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
How can you play two new tunes? I mean, I hear that every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just stick to two by the same artist?
We did, and what we found was that it was getting kind of boring based on the fact that you could only do two new tunes by older artists, and getting into the variety point is the fact that you had to play a double shot of new music to take away the redundancy of 90 Tuesday.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thank you. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm going to comment about the morning show, you know? And I think that you guys are really cool in the morning because, like, 101, they play a whole bunch of, all they do is talk. You know, like, they talk for 15 minutes, and you hear, like, two songs. They go into commercials, and they talk again.
Well, good. That answers the question we just had from the gentleman.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it's really good. I like some talking in the morning, but I don't like to, you know, just hear a bunch of blabber all the time.
Well, you know, variety is the spice of life, and we certainly have it in the Twin Cities now in morning radio in terms of variety of personalities, variety of approaches to morning radio, so it's different strokes for different folks.
Uh-huh. And I like the way you guys are going. I think it's really great. You know, I like a lot of Zeppelin and the Doors and Hendrix and all that, but it gets, you know, I like variety and stuff.
Well, great. I appreciate your comments. Thank you for your call.
Uh-huh.
Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that. On Sunday mornings, they have some Indian show. Why is that?
First Person Radio is a program that originally was called the Native American Program, and the program's been on the air with us for probably about 5, 6, 7 years now. It's a program that meets a specific community need, and we've been affiliated with the program for quite a while. As a matter of fact, that particular program originally started on this radio station and one other, KUOM at the university. And it is now branched out to almost 50 different markets around the country. It's produced here in the Twin Cities, and the people who produce it now feed the program to some of their carrying stations across the country by satellite. So that program's come a long way in the 5, 6, 7 years that it's been on the air here in the Twin Cities.
Whatever happened to Sunday Morning 60s?
Sunday Morning 60s is still here.
It is.
Yeah, 8 to 10 in the morning on Sundays.
Oh, no wonder why I don't wake up that early.
set your alarm clock.
Thank you for your call. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Oh, great. I want to talk about the scope, first of all.
All right.
First of all, I'd like to see it a lot longer. I try to call all the time, try to get in, voice an opinion, and I can never get on. I call, it's busy. I've been calling all night. I finally get on.
See, tonight's your night.
Yeah, like tonight. And I'd like to see it longer. I like to give my opinions to people. I like to hear other people's opinions. And a lot of times I don't get on. And I don't know how possible this is, but somehow could like a person like me get on the show and talk to people out there? I like to talk to people out there. I consider I have a lot in common with them. I like the kind of music they do. I listen to KQ. How possible would that be?
Hey, you want to know something?
Yeah.
You just did.
I know, but see, I've been going all night, and it's hard. I don't get my opinions across. I hear the people ask the same old questions over and over about the music they like, you know, which is great and stuff, but I don't, you know, on shows where they have, you know, more socially relevant questions, you know?
Right.
You talk about those things and get more issues, you know, more opinions or smarter opinions. You
well,
know, a lot
that's...
of times, you know, I don't want to call anyone dumb or anything, but you get people who, they just don't know what they're talking about. That sort of,
well, this sort of answers the question that the gentleman had before about me sounding pretty nice last week and pretty short this week.
I understand you having to put up with a lot.
Yeah, well,
I have to put up with listening too, and I don't like to put up listening.
while you're on the topic of the Scope Show itself, do you have any suggestions for topics that you'd like to hear discussed on the program in the future?
I got my pencil out.
It's a tough question to say because you're directing it at an audience, and if you're directing it at me, I'd like to see, I don't know, a lot of socially and politically relevant things, Reagan's issues, things like that, military spending cuts, psychological studies, it's tough to say. You should ask me before. Now I don't know what to say.
Well, I think you had some good ideas.
You're a part of the audience, and your suggestions are just as good as anybody's.
One more thing. It's about the Twin City Beat Radio Hour, which I think is the best radio in the Twin Cities ever. It's the only break from the same old crap you hear.
Uh-huh.
And I'd like to see that expanded. And how do you decide what is played on that?
I don't do anything about that. Lynn Wells handles that show. And she listens to all the new product coming in each week, as well as local stuff, and she comes up with her opinions based on what she knows of the Twin Cities. And yes, we are planning on expanding the show.
That's good. That's because it's the best. I like older music, but the new music, that's the only way you're going to keep up. That's where music's going.
Thank you.
That's great. Listen, thanks for your nice comments, and if you have any suggestions for Scope, mail them on in.
Okay, thank you.
I just wanted to say that I'm sorry if people can't get in, but we do have five lines coming into the studio, and unfortunately from the first minute of the program, all five lines have been tied up. Just not economical for us to expand it beyond five lines. We can only talk to one person at a time anyway.
Okay.
But I'm glad you got through tonight. Thanks for the call. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Hi, Judy. I wanted to do this last week, but I didn't get to. I wanted to congratulate you about the Demolition Derby. I was there.
Oh, thank you.
Take it easy, and I think you guys are great.
Thanks so much. Good evening, KQ Scope. You're on the air.
Hi there. I had a couple questions for your chief engineer.
Yes.
Okay. You say the FM is 50,000 watts?
Currently 50,000, yes.
Didn't it used to be 100,000?
Yes, before October 12th. Before November of 1979, it was 100 kilowatts.
Was there some sort of problem with some of the other stations claiming that you were overpowering them or something?
That has been going on for the last 3 years, and it gets into a fairly technical discussion. The paper on it is literally thousands of sheets of paper.
Nice.
It's before the Federal Communications Commission now. We expect to get a decision in the first quarter of 1983. Hopefully that decision will be in our favor, and we will again return to 100 kilowatt operation from downtown.
Are the other four stations also 50,000 watts?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay, and my second question was on your AM signal. Is there any way of doing anything with that? I live in South Minneapolis, and you know, barely get you at night.
During the day, KQRS AM is 5,000 watts non-directional, but according to rules established years back by the Federal
Commission, you know, cut your power.
Well, not only do we have to cut the power, but we have to directionalize. We protect a radio station in Fargo, North Dakota, and we protect a radio station in Illinois. And we must reduce not only our power, but we must reduce the amount of signal we throw in that direction.
Uh-huh.
From Golden Valley, Illinois passes right over South Minneapolis, so we reduce the signal significantly over South Minneapolis.
There's no way of...
Not from Golden Valley. We can't do anything about it. This is something that would involve us moving the radio station, building a completely new transmitter site, towers, and so forth.
Location for that, I suppose.
Well, we've considered it.
If you could, I mean.
It's a question of economics and do we want to do it and how much money it's going to cost and that kind of consideration.
See. And then a question also for the, as far as programming itself goes. You say you're going to split the simulcast. The AM and FM will no longer be the same programming?
That's right, in about a month.
Why is that? I mean, it sounds good, but why is it?
Because the AM station... We just feel that the timing is such now that it's time for us to venture into new waters with the AM station and separate the programming. There seems to be a general trend, there has been for years, that the kind of format that we're doing on KQRS AM and FM has really never been extremely successful on the AM. And our ratings for the AM station here in the Twin Cities have certainly borne that out.
Uh-huh.
So we feel it's time to... stick a toe in the water and do something different on the AM.
I see. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you for your call. Well?
Is that it?
It is.
Oh.
Do you like doing it that much?
Yeah, it was fun.
Good, I'll take
Don't
next week off.
We have to do this often.
Time goes fast when you're having fun.
Yeah, it does. I thank all of you gentlemen for joining me tonight. I hope we answered some of the questions that you had last week on the Open Line show. Another subject we touched on last week on Open Line was home taping, pirating, counterfeiting, and the use of music these days. Next week we will address that subject here on KQ Scope, and we'll be talking with Harold Okino, who is with NARM. So we will bring you up to date on what's going on there. And for this evening, I thank you all for joining me. And I thank all of you for the good phone calls. And we'll see you next week on KQ Scope.